This is Yarravalley FM 99.1, the Oz Indie Show. About to have a chat with Gary Solomon from Solomon and Lacey. But before I do, I'm going to play Simple Truth. Yarravalley FM at 99.1. That was Simple Truth by Solomon and Lacey. Came out either earlier this year or late last year.
The song, actually, we released the clip about a month ago. And it's done really well. We put a video clip out as well. And to our amazement, it started getting over 40,000 views per day so it's really up there. Given what's happening in the Ukraine, it's kind of the topic of the song is quite poignant.
Yeah, listeners, I am talking to Gary Solomon of Solomon and Lacey. We just heard Simple Truth from them. We are going to be playing their latest track, Hollywood Boulevard, at the end of this chat. But Gary, you seem to be making a bit of a splash now, but that had to start somewhere. So tell me about your musical journey. How did you even discover this talent?
Right. Well, I've always had an affinity for started out playing guitar when I was 10 years old. I was playing classical music, and I love the classical music because the classical guitar, you could play the bass lines, you could play the guitar, the chords and the melody, all in one.
Yeah.
And then by the time I studied till I was about 13, then I discovered the Rolling Stones.
Right.
And the Beatles. And
I went to the dark side.
I went to the dark side. And the band at high school needed a bass player. I said, oh, I can do that, you know. So yep. I like to jump in and do that. So I learned how to play bass, played in a band. I left home when I was about 15.
Yeah.
And I supported myself through high school playing music.
Right.
I couldn't, playing at pubs. I looked 18, but I was only like 15, 16. unfortunately, there's a whole series of events that happened that went my way as I developed my career. I kind of started out on the bass, and then I met a fantastic session player, a guy called Ron Terry, and he mentored me and got to taught me how to read. And so, and then I started to debt for him. He started when he fill in for him when he couldn't, when he got double booking. So I met a lot of promoters and a lot of fantastic Australian musicians along the way.
Yeah.
And as a young bass player, I found myself at the entertainment centre performing with Bo Diddley because the bass player got sick. And the promoter rang me up and said, oh, can you be at the entertainment centre tomorrow night playing with Bo Diddley? So
Let me think about that. Yeah.
it took me probably 2 seconds. And fortunately, I've been blessed that along the way I've met a lot of great people, a lot of terrific Australian and international musicians, and it's just really supported my career. And I've been a full-time musician ever since.
Yeah. Now, starting off at 10 with doing classical music on guitar, that's incredibly complex. So I reckon, moving to bass would be a breeze.
Well, bass is a fantastic, I love bass. It's a fantastic instrument. It's a bit underrated, but it's a really, really important instrument, especially you listen to the blues and you listen to Motown music and, the James Jamesons of the bass, all that Motown wouldn't be what it is without those great bass lines.
Mm. You were gigging around, you were filling in for other musicians, you got this great break with Bo Diddley. What happened after that?
Okay, so I did a whole stint and I became a session player.
Mm.
I performed with a lot of Australian artists as well. I did John Paul Young, Doug Parkinson, Colleen Hewitt. So I got known as a session bass player.
Yeah.
And then I joined a number of bands with a guy, the drummer from the Bee Gees, Jeff Bridgeford, and we had a band called Modern Life, and that went really quite well. My passion sort of for songwriting started to develop when I sort of hung out with these great songwriters as well. So I started writing my own material, and in the early, mid-90s, I put out my first album, a solo album. And then along the way, I had a daughter.
Yep.
Her name was Lula. And I took her to dance classes and singing lessons and that. And by the time she was about 16, we started performing together as Solomon and Lacey. And down the track, here we are in 2022, we've released 8 albums together. Yep. And we've done hundreds and hundreds of gigs. And we've had, it's the only time we actually get to see her is when we perform together. But it's just, there's a lot of respect for her talent, and we have a really terrific chemistry in live performances. So that's where we're at today. This is our 8th album that we're releasing. Off this album called Saying Goodbye to the 70s, we've released about 8 singles.
Yeah.
And as you know, you don't release an album, you release singles, and then once you've dropped all the singles, then you release the album. So we're about up to our 8th single, which is, and I think you're going to play it, Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. And that song was written when Tula and I went to New York about 7 or 8 years ago. We're hanging around Central Park and we just fell in love with New York.
Yeah.
So that song really came out from that experience.
Well, good on you for being a dad who invested so much time into his daughter's talent, because it's paid off in spades.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, she's just got a fantastic voice. And we, being related, our voices blend really well together.
Yeah. Now, your first solo album wouldn't have been called Solo Man, would it?
No. That's right, exactly. Yes, that's it. There's a bit of a play on that one, yeah.
Yeah, you've been putting out all these singles and then the album's coming.
Yes.
Are you still gigging around? What are you doing outside of the recording studio?
Yes, we're performing on the 28th. We're playing at the Alpine Hotel.
This is a big event coming up, yeah.
Yeah, so this was organised by John Seeger from the Yarra River Band.
Yeah.
And sadly, he passed away last week.
Mm.
But we left it up to the family to whether they wanted to go ahead with the event. And we got the okay just the other day that they wanted to go ahead with the show. So it's an opportunity for... John was he's a bit of an icon in the Warburton area. He's had the Yarra River Band for many, many, many years.
Yep.
And he's a very popular personality in the region. His dedication and his commitment to music is sort of second to none. So we figured the only way to celebrate his life is really to get out there, do the show, and it'll be an afternoon of music from 12 to 5. We've got Paige Barnard performing first up, and then Solomon and Lacey, and then there'll be an incarnation of the Yarra River trio finishing up the afternoon.
Mm. Now, this isn't just a music event. It's also a fundraiser event, isn't it?
Yes, initially that was the whole concept, was to raise some funds for the Warburton Bowls Club and the Millawarra Primary School. Paige Barnard's dad... He is the principal there. That's Rod.
Yeah,
he's the principal at Millawarra Primary School. Terrific chap. And so the idea was to raise some funds for that. So we'll probably still have an auction, and people will be able to donate if they want to come on the day. So it's an opportunity for people to drop in, check out some good music, share some memories of John, and we'll have a bit of an auction. Tallulah and I are going to donate a vinyl record from our last album called Dancing on Diamonds. We produced a limited number of 10 copies.
Yeah. Wow, really rare, that one.
Yeah, and it sounds so good. I love vinyl. Mm. something, the sonority of the vinyl is just terrific. So we'll be donating that, and we'll put that up for auction.
Yeah.
And hopefully that way we'll raise a few funds for the local communities, which we've all been, through this last COVID 2 years, it's been very difficult for both musicians and community groups.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity to bring people together and share some common experiences and through the music. And as you know, music is one thing that brings people together.
Yeah. So there you go. People, especially local listeners, the Alpine Hotel, Saturday week, that's the 28th of May, starts at noon, goes to 5 p.m. Great music with Solomon and Lacey, Paige Barnard and the Yarra River Trio. And it's a free event, so you can get in free. There's an auction, community fundraising for the Wolverton Bowling Club and Millawarra Primary School. So the Alpine Hotel, 3340 Warby Highway in Wolverton. Saturday week at midday. So get down there, take a bit of spare cash, and even a bit more, and pick up one of those records.
Yeah, and join in the fun, and it'd be just great to see people down there, and just because they've done a beautiful job of renovating the Alpine Hotel there.
Yeah.
So it's really, it's looking fantastic, and they're very supportive also at the pub, so...
So you and Tallulah went to America, had a great time out there, and out of that came at least one song, Hollywood Boulevard. So tell us about what that song actually tells us about your trip over there.
Okay, so Hollywood Boulevard, the song's really about, with young performers, it's about, people like Britney Spears and that, they may be a bit... they reach fame quite quickly, and often a lot of young performers, they don't have the emotional skills to manage things.
Yeah.
So the song's really about a comment about that experience and our observation of that, set in America, but it's got relevance, you know, to a whole demographic of people.
Yeah.
Across, you know, having you know, being thrust into the limelight maybe a bit too early.
Yeah.
And maybe not having the support. So Hollywood Boulevard is about that journey. And first, one of the lines is looking for a place in the day of May. So it's a May song.
Yep.
And an autumn song, and we're in autumn and May, so it's quite poignant that we play that song today, I guess.
Yeah, now you mentioned your songwriting capabilities. Is Tallulah also involved in songwriting? Like, who writes Hollywood Boulevard?
Well, I do the drafts, and then I give it to Tallulah, and she might tweak it. So there's a collaborative effort there,
yeah,
with the songwriting. But I initially come up with the chord structure and the melody and the concept. I usually write songs from about a feeling or yeah, something I really want to say. It's sort of and just try and put it into a musical vocabulary. But I really write with intention rather than just sort of, you know, oh yeah, I've got to write. I'll write a song about, you know, he loves her, she loves him. That's been done so many times. So our song's really, it's got a contemporary urban pop rock with kind of an environmental social awareness slant within the lyric content. Having, you know, performed a multiple of styles as a session muso, you know, blues and soul and Motown, I kind of drawn all those influences and they're kind of embedded in the songwriting.
Mm. So you've come a long way. You've told us a lot of your journey. Do you have some sort of vision or plan, game plan for, say, the next 5 years, what you would like to achieve?
Yes, well, I think it's really important as an artist to keep reinventing yourself. So our goal is to build our YouTube channel, our platform. So, and if you haven't checked out Solomon Lacey on YouTube, maybe Simple Truth is a good song, or Hollywood Boulevard too. Check us out. Subscribe. And once we hit 1,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel, then we actually start earning a little bit of royalties from that, and it boosts our profile on an international level.
Yeah.
So our goal is to try and build up our live following on an international level, keep performing around Melbourne, local areas, and throughout Australia. Because the live performing is really what keeps us feeling connected with the audiences.
Yeah.
And that's really important, just to kind of keep developing as a performer. So our goal is to keep going and keep writing music and hopefully get better at what we do.
Excellent stuff. Well, you're certainly getting along on that track quite nicely. So well done for that, and all the best for the future. I'm going to play Hollywood Boulevard now, and this is the latest track by Solomon and Lacey. When is the album out, or has it just been launched?
The album's not out yet, but we're going to release this track, and then there's one more to come out, and then we'll release the album. It's been delayed a little bit, so we're going to release the full album, probably by the end, middle of July.
Yep, so quite close. Excellent.
I just want to say, before you go, Greg, I just want to say thanks for supporting Oz Music too, and the artists, because it's really, really important that we get an opportunity for people to hear our music and shows like yourself. Congratulations, and thank you for supporting us.
Thanks, Gary. It is a pleasure playing really good Oz indie music, and your tracks are coming out like a steamroller. They're really good.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, that's Gary Solomon of Solomon and Lacey. I'll say hello to Tallulah for us.
I will, yeah. She's not here today, but I'll, yeah, if people want to come down to the show, they'll hear her beautiful voice.
Excellent. Okay, Solomon Lacey, Hollywood Boulevard.
Gary from Solomon and Lacey, and you're listening to the Oz Indie Show on Yarra Valley FM.
Yes, thank you very much, Gary Solomon. And just to go over that event that's coming up on Saturday, the 28th of May, and it's Saturday week at the Alpine Hotel in Warburton. It starts at noon, goes to 5 p.m. Afternoon of fabulous music, performances by Solomon and Lacey, Paige Barnard, and the Yarra River Trio. And it's a community fundraising event for both the Warburton Bowling Club and the Millwarra Primary School. So be prepared to get into the auction and that sort of thing as a fundraiser. Yeah, so the Alpine Hotel, Saturday week from noon, and have a great time.